everyone, welcome back to Juno Afternoon. Andy Klein with you today on this looking like kind of rainy. Maybe it's kind of clearing up. Can't quite tell out there. We'll get you the forecast in a minute. But Juno Afternoon made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. And I'm joined by folks from the Treadwell Ice Arena who've been involved in a really cool project happening out there. Lauren Anderson, thanks for, so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And we're joined today is also by Abel Ryan. Abel, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And Hunter, who is going to be going into DZ 7th grade next year. Hunter, thanks for coming in and talking to us about a pretty cool project. Hunter, I'm going to turn to you first. Can you tell us a little bit about this very cool, different look to the ice arena that people will notice? And then we'll kind of hear the details about how it all developed. But how would you describe this thing that people are going to notice when they go into the ice arena this year?
I would say that it was a kind of thing that, like, you sit down and someone comes and helps you, comes and goes over it, makes sure you've got the right things in, and it's fun.
That's cool. So let's talk about what it is kind of as a project. Lauren, how did this project start developing as something that the Treadwell Ice Arena got involved in being interested in doing?
Every year we create a new center line, which is a red line in the layout of the rink. And the last year at the beginning of the season, we had figured out what we were doing last year and decided, what about this coming season, we do something like a form line with some native artwork. And we weren't sure exactly where to begin to get this going. And so I talked a little bit in the community with folks I knew and then reached out to Jordan Nigro, the manager at the Zach Gordon Youth Center, with us working together as facility managers within Parks and Recreation Department. It just made sense, and I knew that she had some resources in the community, as well as the after-school program called BAM, which is Body and Mind. And so we reached out to Truitt, who manages that after-school program, and he was able to make arrangements with an artist, which is Abel Ryan, and it just kind of turned into more and more of a kind of a thing. And we're really excited and honored to have worked with a professional artist. And Hunter was extremely involved in the artwork. There were other youth involved in the program, but Hunter really was a star in it all.
One of the kind of leaders of it. Abel, when you were approached about this project, what were some of the things that you thought about as far as developing a design that might work for this?
This project had never really been done like this before, so I wasn't really quite sure what to expect, actually. And I was really excited to get involved with this. Truitt called me because I'd had previous involvement with the BAM program through Sea Alaska Heritage. And when he gave me the call, he's like, "Do you think you could help out with this project?" And I'm like, "Sure, let's do it. It sounds exciting." I was real excited.
What's the sort of media that you're typically working in?
I work with a lot of different media. I jokingly like to tell people I make messes in multimedia. But I do painting, carving, jewelry making, metal engraving, storytelling, all in Simpson style art.
And are you out of Metlakatla? Is that where you reside? Or
I'm originally from Metlakatla. Okay. I've lived here in Juneau now for about 10 years.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So when you think about, okay, you're going to do, you know, it's a center line. It's a two-dimensional piece, obviously. It's going to be viewed sort of far away. What are some of the things that you think about as far as important parts of the design when you think it's going to be under ice, it's going to have these different conditions around it?
Well, first of all, we had to figure out what our dimensional parameters were going to be for this line, how much of it was going to be form line, and the overall line width, and then how long it was, which was a bit daunting.
How long is it?
The line itself is 85 feet long, and we drew up our design to be 42 feet 6 inches long, which is essentially half of the rink. And we worked with several people drawing out the design, and then going over all the lines and marker, cleaning everything up, sending it off to somebody to have it digitally rendered and colored in, and then having it sent over to Sea Alaska for final tweaking and approval.
And just before we go any further, the season opener, when folks can take a look at this, is happening August 5th. It's happening from 3:30 to 5 o'clock. It's a free public skate, and it's introducing the new red line in this beautiful Northwest Coast form line. And I'm saying beautiful because not only is a representation of it on the poster that's about this, but the form line is here in the studio with us right now. It's so exciting. It's rolled up. You can't quite see, but you can see that's definitely it. And it's kind of wider than I would have almost thought about it. Is it in three colors? Is that right? It's red and black are the dominant colors. I also see a blue eye in there, I think.
That's correct.
Right.
In the center of the red line is a face-off dot. And so that is represented in the form line.
Oh, that's cool. Hunter, what part of the process did you kind of like the best? Did you actually get to draw a lot of it? Did you get to freeform work on it? Or?
Yes, I enjoyed drawing a lot of it and coming up with ideas for things to put on there.
What were some of the ideas you kind of remember you thought up with that actually ended up in the final product?
I thought of, like, what if we put someone swatting a mosquito on there?
Okay, that's good.
It's my something favorite part.
Very common, something all of us in Southeast have done one time or another. So how did that get represented, both a hand and a mosquito kind of thing?
Yes, we had drawn a head and a hand, I believe a body too.
So Hunter's part in most of this was coming up with what was actually going to be on the line by drawing out the majority of the animal head designs that you'll see depicted on the line. I helped by filling in a large amount of space as quickly as I could, drawing body designs and coming up with form line to fill in between. And then on the ends, we thought we would have some real fun with doing a mosquito being swatted by a man. So we've got a very form lined out person on the end with his arm extending up over his head, swatting a very vicious looking mosquito, which is coming straight for him.
Did you, Hunter, were you thinking about themes when you kind of thought about the different centerpieces of the form line? Like there's a different heads, were you trying to represent different people or animals or things? Or
I was trying to represent just things that I know that we have in Alaska and stuff that I could think, this is probably something that's been drawn.
So like maybe like a bear or like things like that, that you just
yes.
know, okay, these are consistent themes that you've seen in artwork that's representative of Alaska through the years. So you
yes.
kind of wanted to represent that as well. Though that's really cool. What a cool opportunity that you got to work on this. It's so cool. And you got to work with someone who's a truly great artist in this field. That's pretty, must have been pretty awesome.
Yeah,
I'm guessing.
It definitely was.
Yeah. I want to do it. Why not? No one called me.
In addition, Hunter is a skater. So
okay,
he's
yeah.
a user of the facility
yeah,
as
that's
well,
cool.
which is really cool.
Personally invested.
Yeah.
Very much.
It would be pretty neat to be skating over that center line in the upcoming season and know that you had a big piece of kind of doing that work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's really
definitely.
Cool.
Definitely.
Well, tell me a little bit more about the season opener that's coming up, Lauren.
Sure.
Yeah.
So our season opener is August 5th from 3:30 to 5 o'clock. It's a free public skate and sponsored by Second Wind Sports. We'll have a little bit of introductions and recognitions in the beginning of the skate to honor the artists and the form line and the artwork.
It's a ceremonial face-off. I like that.
Yeah, we're really, really looking forward to it. You know, it was a partnership with not only our sponsor, but Sea Alaska Heritage, and as well as not just Parks and Recreation, but CBJ. We had a lot of involvement from our with the digitalization of the artwork to actually get put onto the textile fabric that we will be freezing into the ice.
Yeah, tell me about that. I kind of, it just looks like a rolled up piece of kind of fabric that's maybe got kind of.
It's perforated. It has holes in it so that we can spray the water into it to seal it into the ice. And
how far down in the ice does this end up being at the end?
Oh, it's about maybe a half inch.
Oh, not very far at all.
No, we have about an inch when we try to keep our ice about an inch thick.
I see. Okay.
And we need it to be low enough to be safe from getting scraped up from the Zamboni, but then high enough where you can actually see the colors.
Right. You want to have some clarity to it through the ice. Yeah, right.
Part of the ice and as we build it and as it just kind of settles and as the season goes on, the line will get kind of clouded out. So the first week is really when it will be bright and vivid. And then it just kind of clouds up just a little bit because of the layers of water that you put on, kind of like an ice cube.
Yeah, but in some ways, the boldness of this line art and those things, it seems like even with a little bit of cloudiness, it'll really hold. It'll really still, you'll still really be able to see what's happening.
We had a lot of discussion about the colors that we were going to be using for this and the general concept discussions that we were having. And we were being asked if we wanted to do traditional three colors or two colors, and then deciding to keep the form line itself just a solid black, especially after having talked with even referees here in town who said that, you know, we'd really like to be able to see our line very clearly and distinctly. And so working with their recommendations in creating this and keeping the form line bold and as consistent as we can throughout so that it's very easily visible.
Wow, that's really cool. Well, great work, you guys. Hunter, it's fantastic work. I'm sure you can't wait to see it. Have you seen it all stretched all the way out, 80 feet
yes,
yet?
Yes, we stretched it out, and I believe there's something online that has the whole line.
Oh, okay. It shows it all the way on Treadwell Arena's
We're working
website?
On it. Okay. We're so close. We've been working on it for a couple of days, but because of the size of it, it's because it's such a large kind of document, it's been more difficult than we expected to.
Well, and you don't want
to digitalize it and get it.
You know, you want to keep it pristine and unrolled and just sitting someplace before you're ready to put it in the ice. I'm sure you don't want it to risk anything going wrong with it.
And it was really entertaining getting it all drawn out, 8 inches by 42 feet, 6 inches.
Does the roll itself end up being two pieces of 46 foot, or is it all on one
pieces.
It's two pieces. Mm-hmm. Okay, so but 46
actually,
long.
That's not true. It's one piece.
It's
that's
one
why
rolled
we
up.
Have, yep, that's why this is the center, and it's all one piece.
Yeah, it kind of is rolled up right now, kind of like a scroll would be rolled up. But that's got to be an amazing printing process to have an 80-foot long piece of fabric printed.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. So we had this done through a specific it's called Jet Ice, and they're a company out of Ontario that do in-ice logos. So they have the specific fabric that we need to have it successfully kind of form into the ice.
So they know what they're doing, and
they do
that's who you go
doing.
To.
They do that at the NHL.
Yeah. Well, anything else you want us to cover about what's happening? Again, it's August 5th is the season opener and a free public skate. And again, it's sponsored by Second Wind Local Gear for everyday adventures and happening from 3:30 to 5 o'clock on August 5th. And it's going to be introducing the new red line, which is, I can attest personally, I can see it. Not even in ice yet. It's beautiful. And it's really work to be proud of. Hunter and Abel, beautiful work that you guys did.
Thank you.
So thanks for coming in and telling us a little bit about it. And we'll be enjoying it all this season at Treadwell Arena. Lauren, thank you.
Thank you. Like us on Facebook and visit our website.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.